Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, good afternoon to you. Sure as hell SAA won't be going up there.
SAA won't be going up anywhere.
It doesn't.
According to my reading of the news.
Yeah.
From SAA, you know that famous, that phrase, plus ça change, plus ça même chose, which means the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Absolutely. How disappointing was that, Sarah? I mean, this massive amount of time in restructuring and, you know, we were going to save the airline. It doesn't look that way, does it?
Let's look at some of the things. The first thing that came to my attention in the pieces I read, and this, you know, being an ex-labor lawyer, really sort of made me chuckle, was the comment that the SAA has a bloated and overpaid management team, with 250 managers overseeing only 750 staff members. Now, I've never seen any organization run on the basis of one in three unless there is only one employer of the business and three poor schnooks being employed by the business. In other words, on this scale, it's completely ridiculous. The National Union of Metal Workers points out that it's cost 300 million to end up where they are now, ready to, pardon the pun, take off. And the national spokesperson suggests that this does not sound like a new airline, particularly as the staff members have had their salaries cut by 35% and lost many of the other, what used to be normal benefits. And they don't get medical aid, they don't get meal allowances or even a lunch hour. Now that I know is illegal, so the lunch hour thing, so they can at least look into that. NAMSA says that the management team is earning exorbitant salaries with very generous employment packages, and that the workers, their salaries have been benchmarked against low-cost airlines like Mango, which I think is fine. However, the executive salaries are benchmarked against international standards, which is not so fine. And now, just to make things more interesting, they are now facing a picket outside their head office from disgruntled the few workers who have returned to SAA. On the other hand, the head of HR says they can't go back to the way things were pre-business rescue. And they're confident that the agreements that were reached in that period were negotiated fairly and equitably. And the SAA has assured us that business continues unhindered and operational schedules are unaffected by the protests. Well, that may be the case. But shortly after launching their flights in late September, flights to Kinshasa and Lusaka were cancelled and launch flights to Maputo have been delayed. But the beauty of that is, if you want to apply for a refund as a result, you can't get one because the airline's refunds department has been closed down. There's also allegations, and I haven't been able to get any sense of this, that employees who have already taken the voluntary severance package are being employed again when NUMSA says SAA employees, current employees, can fill those positions. But then there's the last sting in the tail, and that is that there is no deal as yet between SAA's new equity partner, Takatsu Consortium, and the Department of Public Enterprises. And that without a deal, there is no involvement by Takatsu whatsoever in current operations. So this bird may well be a dodo.
So I am going to assume that you're not going to be first in the queue to buy your year-end tickets down to Cape Town with SAA.
Well, let's just put it this way. I have just been to Cape Town on another carrier, which I would call one of the private sector competitive carriers.
Yeah.
And other than they being a bit short undermanned at the desk, you know, where you check in, which they really were struggling, and that needs to be corrected. I have absolutely no reason to ever consider giving up my boycott of SAA.
Do you think something else was going on here? Do you think that perhaps the government just did not have the political will to close it down? It knew that this was going to happen, that it was not salvageable, but just let the process take its natural course and die a natural death. Do you not think that could be what's happening here?
I heard that according, because of the size of the debt owed by SAA, the closing it down was not an option.
Okay.
But it's in that position where keeping it going is not an option. And because what's going to happen, unless it is run superbly, it's going to get into more debt. So it will not be able to service that huge debt that already exists. The problem, of course, is that the taxpayer would be responsible for the debt. So what the government needed to do, I don't know, was go and, you know, prostrate itself at the feet of the creditors, and you know, which I guess they tried to do during the whole process that preceded the relaunch. I don't know. It's a sort of damned if you do and damned if you don't. No, and yeah. I don't know how this bird is going to flap its little wings and get off the ground and service its debt and do all those sorts of things, because a lot of people I know won't fly SAA.
We're going to leave it there. Sorogon, thank you as always. Fascinating story that I did pick it up in Business Day during the week, and it honestly looks like it is stillborn. It honestly, honestly does. I want to go to...
There are all sorts of metaphors.
We're going to leave it there, Sarah. Cheers. Chat next week.
Well...